You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, you hear me say it about 13,216 times a show. You hear the voice guy say it about half that. Demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. And I say it for a reason. Because it's a wonderful service, wonderful company. Let me welcome in the owner of ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, John Samick, right now, because I want to talk to him. Hi, John. How are you?
Good afternoon, Colin.
Okay, big fire in Squirrel Hill. The building collapsed. It's not salvageable, or so it seems, but it got me thinking today, and it's why I wanted to talk to you, and a lot of people are talking about this. There are so many old structures in, whether it's Squirrel Hill, Shadyside, Oakland, Hill District, places like that. If there is just a fire that has a nominal amount of damage, John, can they be salvaged in this area, or how does that generally work?
Well, they definitely can be salvaged. The older homes have the older prime type of lumber that constructed them. You're going to see true 2x4s. You're going to see two true 2x12s. So the construction is hardy. However, you know, in this kind of situation with this building here, the tremendous amount of heat and the fire damage, they had a lot of things going on there where they had chimney type of effects where the fire was just raging through that building. And so it was definitely a total loss. But we do a lot of projects where the interior is gutted, maybe some of the components are.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Saved. But traditionally, the housing stock in most of all of Squirrel Hill, where this fire happened, is very hardy and is definitely restorable.
So what would not necessarily in this... Okay, well, no, I will ask you in this case. What's the next step in this case? Is it a total demolition then?
In this case, I'm certain they're going to do that, and way sooner than later, because that building is four stories right on the street, right on the sidewalk, and it already had some collapsing. And a building has to have some integrity where the roof kind of holds the walls together, the walls hold the roof up, and that roof is gone. And so I think for safety's sake, they're going to knock that building down pretty quickly as soon as they do their investigation.
John Samick, the owner of ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh, wonderful company, wonderful guy. Do you have to eyeball it? Do you have to talk to the fire marshal? How do you determine if something can be saved or if something's done for good?
Well, the fire marshal is there to determine what's the cause of the fire, not so much is it restorable, but when we get involved with a serious loss, we're bringing in engineers and to determine, you know, what needs to be done to safely rebuild this property. A lot of times old grandfathered building codes are outdated and they need to be revised, but you know, we rely on degreed experts to tell us what needs to be done. But on the flip side there, I mean, we've been in business since 1981, so, you know, issues of how much char and how much smoke is too much, you know, we're pretty much able to tell that.
Is there generally, and I liken it to a car, when you wreck a car, John, and people say, well, total it out or fix it or whatever, is there a threshold with buildings the same way where sometimes it's cheaper just to knock it all down and build a new one than try to fix the existing structure?
Well, there certainly is, depending upon, you know, what the end result is. Most residential homeowners insurance has replacement cost insurance. So even though it might seem that it's costly to restore, the replacement cost insurance kicks in and will cover most of that. There are some older policies that have a fixed amount. And then, you know, you have to decide, is the value of an older property, the charm of some of the older properties, is it worth it? But I think there does come a time when you decide, you know, can we knock it down and build something else? That's a decision that could be made.
I had an arson investigator and I had two city firemen today reach out to me and say, if you say one thing, two things in this microphone today, it's this. One, of course, smoke detectors. But two, make sure to tell renters to get rental insurance, renter's insurance. I would guess you would echo those same things.
I actually had that written down here that renter's insurance is a very inexpensive insurance for the value that it brings. Not only does it cover the replacement of your content, your electronics, your clothing, it also provides for housing for you while you're looking for a new place. But this is the other thing, is that if you are the one who caused that loss, okay, where they might come back to you as the renter who, you know, left the candle burning or something like that, your homeowner's insurance does some help for you in defending you in that case.
Do you find, John, that a surprising number of people don't have renter's insurance?
Yes, for sure, because it's, renters is the first step of getting into a housing situation. A lot of times people are stretching their resources to become renters, and, you know, one more payment is one too many. But just like life insurance or health insurance, when you need it, you need it. When you don't need it, you hate paying for it. But it is something that I would recommend. If I were renting property or renting apartments, I would require that they have renter's insurance.
Wow, those are strong words. They really are. Last thing for you, John Samick, he's the owner of ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. It feels to me, in just kind of looking at this situation, talking to Tamira, who went out there and reported on it, and just reading up on some things, there is a great difference in, because of years things were built, different codes, and they've really changed over the years and in short order, sometimes just over a 10 or 15 year span. Do you find that as well?
Well, they do continue to change the building codes, and it's not every year. It's maybe, you know, it's not even every 10 years sometimes. And they make it so that the properties can be safe. You know, new building materials, outdated wiring. I mean, they're not allowed to have aluminum wiring at one time. And there's a lot of knob and tube wiring out there, which is still okay, but it is not really as safe as the more conventional wiring that is in homes. So code upgrades are meant to make you safer. And as such, many insurance policies have built-in home code upgrades in their policy, which will cover those improvements.
I look at that devastation, and I just thank goodness that no one was killed. You see how many people lived in that building and how big that fire was, John? I thought
That is certainly the amazing storyline, is that, you know, all the people got out, all the people that were fighting that fire, typically somebody trips and falls or sprains an ankle or whatever, something happens. The miracle there was that everybody came home.
John, you're a good man. We'll talk again soon. I appreciate it as always, and thanks for all you do.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All righty. John Samick, the owner of ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. You heard it there. That's like the fourth person that's reached out to me today or that I've talked to. They said two things. One, smoke detectors. Everybody knows that. But if you're renting, renter's insurance is a must. And they've driven that home. On my text, firefighters were sending that to me that were just off the scene, and an arson investigator, same thing. And then John from ServiceMaster right there. So be sure to get it if you can. 866-391-1020. That's a number.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.